Right, let's look ahead to the weekend's footballing action. Huddersfield Town make the trip down to West London to take on QPR. We're joined by Dean Spencer, who in his Twitter says he's a long-suffering, has a long-suffering marriage with QPR. Dean, how are you, sir?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Been a few changes around the club at QPR since we last spoke, which, you know, at QPR there's changes every few months, so nothing's changing in the soap opera down in West London.
What about your recent form? I mean, I look at your last three games and I see a home defeat to Burton. I then see a creditable draw up at Newcastle, but then a defeat by Blackburn. I was under the impression that things under Ian Holloway maybe hadn't started brilliantly, but had then got better, but it doesn't look like it based on those three games.
Yeah, the problem is at the moment we're actually playing much better, and the style of football's been improving under Holloway than it was under Hasselbaink. But as you say, you know, the teams around us, Burton and Blackburn, we're not picking up the points, and we're putting in good performances against the teams at the high end of the table. The problem is at QPR at the moment is that we seem to be playing better against teams when we haven't actually got to go out there and expected to win the game, and the games we are expected to get points, we're not picking up, which is unfortunate.
I can remember when we first spoke at the very beginning of the season, you guys were sort of saying you almost wanted a quieter season this time. Jimmy Floyd had a good start with you. You seemed to be doing all right. Then obviously there was the change. I've just looked at the table. I'm assuming you're aware of where you sit in it, but 19th, you played 30 games. You are 6 points above the relegation zone. Blackburn and Wigan, both of whom have played a game less. I mean, is there a possibility of QPR actually going down, would you say, Dean?
Of course there's a possibility. In my mind, I still think we've got enough just to get out of it this season. We've got two massive 6-point games coming up at home to Wigan and Rotherham, so I'll know a little bit more after them two results. Whereas this Saturday against Huddersfield, we're not actually expected to win, so this might be the performance where we actually come out on top.
What do you make to what you've seen of Huddersfield? They've had a couple of TV games recently. They beat Brighton, who were table-topping 3-1. They've then beaten Leeds 2-1. What have you made of those games?
Well, you know, Huddersfield just keep amazing me how fantastic they're doing this season. You know, at the start of the season, I would never predicted Huddersfield to be where they are. You know, last time we spoke, they was in really good form. I thought after Christmas, you know, might forget a few injuries and might not be able to pick up the sort of form from the start of the season. But looking at the table, fourth in the league, three on the spin, it's amazing. And picking up that win against Leeds last week, the confidence at the club at the moment must be sky high.
Before the season, Ian Holloway was doing his predictions when he was a pundit rather than a manager, and at the time he raised one or two eyebrows with some of his predictions, one of which was Huddersfield to be relegated. Do you see now that Huddersfield are up against QPR that's something that he can maybe use to motivate his players and says, this is what I thought of Huddersfield, go and prove me right? Or do you think that could almost work against him?
I didn't actually know that stat off the top of my head. I know a few other fans, especially Aston Villa, where he's made a prediction like that as well. But, well, hopefully he can spur that into the players that, you know, we should be doing as good as what Huddersfield are. You know, I don't think Huddersfield spent overly as amount in the Championship. So, you know, I didn't really know that stat, but hopefully that can work in our favour this Saturday and not Huddersfield's, because we really need the 3 points.
What about your key players, Dean? Who really stands out for QPR at the minute?
Oh, it's old Huddersfield boy, Alex Smithy. He has been absolutely immense this season. You know, some of the saves he's made, you know, especially the penalty saves. I think he saved 6 out the last 8. Without him, I'd be worried, definitely worried about relegation. But with him, you know, he's a match winner.
Not the only former Huddersfield player you've got there, because of course another member of the defensive team at QPR, formerly of Huddersfield, Joel Lynch.
Yeah, Joel Lynch started off quite slowly. He had injuries and couldn't really pick up form fitness wise, but he's gone back into the team now, and he looks a real leader out there. I'll be honest, I think he's been our best defender this season when he's played. So, and I know Holloway really likes him as well, and he gives a good balance being a left-sided central defender as well. I think if he gets a run of games together, I could see him being a future captain at QPR.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating afternoon on Saturday. QPR hosting Huddersfield Town. Dean Spencer, a QPR fan, always great to get you on the show. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much, Andy. Speak to you soon.